So did that cause you trouble in terms of trying to define your scope, if you like?
Not really, because if obviously it depends. How I put this. I didn't have this massive problem when somebody, you know, was trying to put the investigation in a way that I wasn't interested on. I was quite lucky because everything that they gave me was actually interesting and useful for the project, so I didn't have to face that problem. But it's true that you might you might have to change some of your goals to be able to have a better interaction with the community. I think that's not a problem at all. But you need to keep your long-term goal. But if you know in the short term or for some posts or things, you do what your community is interested in. That's useful to increase your community. You have to be flexible, in my opinion.
And so, like, when did you find yourself? You said you set yourself realistic goals, but did you find it difficult not to kind of jump to, oh, I want to set up a massive community, or I want this many people? Because there's always, you know, like a mistake with bigger companies that they pay loads of money to get all this stuff done, and then they get some people, and then there's no community, they've just got lots of signups. And so.
Well, as I said, in my opinion, it's more about the quality than the raw numbers. So I think it's more interesting to have a community that is active of 300 people that actually comment or give you feedback or interact with your content than having 3,000, 5,000, 10,000 followers that they are just, you know, in Twitter X, you know. So yes, I think that you don't need to focus on massive numbers, but having that all your followers and all the followers you get are actually interested and want to participate in what you're doing.
So how important do you think the subject is in relation to that goal?
The subject of your community, you mean?
Yeah, like how big or small or narrow?
It doesn't matter, because if your subject is very for a niche, you know, for a very small community, you know that your numbers are going to be smaller. But if these numbers are active and engaged with you, you are being already successful, if you know what I mean. If you are, let's say, if you did the market research, you think that there are 3,000 people interested in whatever, data journalism in Birmingham, and your community in your Facebook website, you have 700 likes of all these 3,000, it's quite a big percentage of the community. And if these 700 people are interacting, that's completely fine. It doesn't matter the size of the subject. It matters how many people in this subject are interacting with you, in my opinion.
And
do
you find any problem, Minesh, this big community?
In what sense? What do you mean?
The problem about